91X News.
It's zero and cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Vanessa Stark. Workers at Sears, who are losing their jobs as a result of the company closing, are attending a job fair in Belleville today. QNET News reporter Matthew Morgan looked into the job search options available to its employees.
Joanne Lees, an employment consultant at Community Employment Services, explains the impact of work closures in Belleville.
Large closures, company closures, and some of these things that we're hearing about in the news that are actually, you know, across the whole country, really, they do have an impact in a community, particularly the size of Belleville.
But it's not all bad news, according to Morgan Foran, a supervisor at Meta Employment Services, another employment service agency in Belleville. She says there are more jobs available than there are people looking for work. Leith says there is a lot of work in Belleville as well.
We have seen a bit of an increase in the last several weeks with folks in the area looking for work.
Matthew Morgan, QNET News, Belleville.
The Ministry of Labor is investigating an incident after a man is dead from injuries as a result of being trapped underneath a vehicle. The Quinte West OPP, Fire Department, and Hastings Quinte EMS responded to a report of a male being trapped underneath a vehicle on Carr Road around 2 p.m. yesterday. After emergency services removed the vehicle from on top of the male, he was transported to hospital but succumbed to his injuries as a result of the incident. The developer of the World Trade Center has settled a negligence suit against the airlines over the 9/11 attacks.
Insurers for American Airlines, United Airlines, and other aviation companies have agreed to pay $95 million to settle one of the last 9/11 negligence suits. Developers of the new World Trade Center buildings claimed security lapses at the airlines allowed hijackers to board the jetliners they crashed into the Twin Towers. The settlement admits no fault. Developer Larry Silverstein, who once sought $3.5 billion from the aviation companies, has collected $5 billion from other insurers helping to build new skyscrapers on the site. A spokesman says Silverstein is pleased to have reached a resolution in this case. Warren Levinson, New York.
Ontario Premier Kathleen Wynne is heading on a two-week trade mission to China and Vietnam. This will be the first time an Ontario Premier will lead a trade mission to Vietnam, but will be Wynne's third mission to China. The mission will begin on Thursday in Beijing. The Ontario government has passed sweeping legislation for labor reform earlier today, including raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour in 2019. New Democrat Cindy Foster said that while the changes are welcome, she worries about some of the amendments left off the legislation.
Well, I mean, workers have been waiting 14 long years, actually, under the Liberal government for some improvements to their working conditions in this province. And so we actually had 36 amendments that we brought forward. They were amendments particularly around precarious work.
Nova Scotia's Auditor General says the province's health authority needs to find a way to ensure people with serious health concerns who have registered on a provincial website are actually connected with a doctor. Michael Pickup says the provincial website where people can register to indicate they need a family doctor is of limited usefulness, and that affects patients.
Doctors don't need to take people that are on that list. So you could have people that are on that list that are quite sick who may not get a doctor before others that do. So, I mean, that's just one example of potential impacts upon people.
Pickup's audit also says the province still doesn't have a clear province-wide plan on how to deliver mental health services, even though work on such a plan started in late 2015. A Winnipeg lawyer whose hand was blown apart by a letter bomb has testified at the trial of a man accused of sending the explosive package.
Maria Matusis says she got to her office in July 2015, found a package on her desk, and opened it. Inside, she testified, was a voice recorder and a note that said to press play. She says she did. The device exploded, and she remembers bleeding from her throat and feeling dazed. Guido Amsel is pleaded not guilty to attempted murder charges. He was the ex-husband of a woman Matusis had represented. Steve Lambert, The Canadian Press, Winnipeg.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will be in Goose Bay on Friday to apologize to former students of residential schools in Newfoundland and Labrador. They were left out of a national apology in 2008 as the former Conservative government argued Ottawa did not oversee those schools. Lawyer Stephen Cooper represented former students in a class action lawsuit and says the apology is what matters most to many of them.
I've been a lawyer for almost 3 decades, and this has taken up a little over one of those decades. I have never in my life, and I know that I never will, meet a more loving, patient, understanding, forgiving group of humans in my life.
The upcoming Star Wars movie looks like it's going to do big business at the box office.
And I need help.
No help needed for Star Wars The Last Jedi. The first box office tracking for the second film in the third trilogy is out, and it shows there's no fatigue in the franchise's popularity. The film headed for a stellar $200 million or more opening. If it cracks $200 million, it would be only the fourth movie to do so. 2015's The Force Awakens is the all-time opening weekend champ at $248 million. Hard to say if Jedi will beat that, but it'll likely have the biggest debut weekend of the year when it's out December 15th. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
That's QNET News on 91X. To 406, sports is next.
It was a powerful thing for our family to witness. A blind woman stumbles into an eye hospital in Kenya and a few days later walks out to see her world.
Our family supports Operation Eyesight, a charitable organization that restores sight and helps prevent blindness in South Asia and Africa.
Our donation of $1 a day is enough to restore the sight of a blind person every month.
Visit OperationEyesight.ca. Are we making a difference? Just ask Chiku.
Because of me, she can see.
Good afternoon, I'm Mike Fleming with QNET Sports. The Belleville Senators are in Charlotte tonight to take on the Checkers for the second night in a row. Belleville lost goaltender Andrew Hammond earlier today when he was recalled to Colorado of the NHL. A former sports doctor pled guilty to multiple sexual assault charges today. Janae Norman has more.
Larry Nassar is accused of molesting more than 100 girls dating back to the late 1990s and including his time as a doctor at Michigan State University.
We were silenced. We were mocked. And our abuser was told time and time again, I'm on your side.
Rachel Denhollander is a former MSU gymnast and says while the former USA gymnastics team doctor has finally been stopped, the culture that allowed his predatory behavior has not. Janae Norman, ABC News, Washington.
The Toronto Argonauts arrived at practice at the University of Ottawa amid a police incident on the nearby Highway 417. Players say they got off the team bus and heard bangs coming from the highway. Ottawa police have not released any details at this time. No players were harmed in practice, went ahead as scheduled. The coaches for the Toronto Argonauts and Calgary Stampeders held a news conference today ahead of Sunday's game. Mark Trestman praised the competitive spirit of the league.
This is an amazing league. I say it all the time because, and you watch it every week, the grit of the players, the heart of the players, and it's universal. It's not just our teams. I think Dave would agree it's throughout the league. These games go to the end for a reason, because of the type of men that are playing it, which makes this as unique a league as there is.
Calgary coach Dave Dickinson preached a football-first approach for his team.
For me, guys, it's do what you normally do, okay? So take care of your bodies and understand that, yeah, it's a different week, but I really believe football are routine type of people. We like schedules. Let's be organized, okay? Let's know where we're supposed to be. Let's show up where we're supposed to be at the right times. Football first.
Kickoff for the 105th Grey Cup is 6:30 p.m. on Sunday. The first run for training for the Men's World Cup downhill skiing season was canceled today. A race and the Super G are scheduled for Saturday and Sunday, respectively. Heavy snowfall and warm morning temperatures made the hills too soft for skiing. Training runs are scheduled for Thursday and Friday. This is the second year that weather has affected the World Cup. All 7 Canadian teams are in action tonight. Toronto's on the road to face Florida tonight while Ottawa battles Washington. Montreal faces Nashville. Edmonton is in Detroit. Vancouver will face Pittsburgh. Calgary takes on Columbus, and Winnipeg will face the Kings in Los Angeles. In NBA, the Raptors look to win 5 in a row against the Knicks in New York, while the Boston Celtics go for 17 in a row in Miami tonight. Send us your team or league scores. Email QNETNewsDesk@gmail.com.
The forecast for Belleville, mainly cloudy, temperatures falling to -1 this afternoon. Tonight, a few clouds with a low of -7. It's 4:10, it's 0 degrees outside. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Vanessa Stark, QNET News. News on 91X, next at 5.